Now we have here the relationship to the gifts of the Spirit. And I want you to follow this very carefully and watch your translation, for I'm going to read mine. For I'm saying, through the grace given to me, to everyone among you, not to be thinking of himself more highly than that which it is necessary to think, but to think wisely, that is, of oneself, even as God has divided a measure of faith to each one. Now, I may have lost something there in that pungent statement. A man ought not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And when Paul wrote that, there was a whimsical smile on his face, because there are a great many Christians that are ambitious. They feel like that they've got to get on. And I have found out in Christian work that a great many folk in the church want an office. If you want to be a successful pastor today and get a bunch of folk working like termites, why, you create a great many offices of committees and chairmen and boards and have presidents of organizations. And you get a lot of people to work that'll never work on any other basis. Why? Because they think more highly of themselves than they ought to think. What we need to do is, as Paul says here, we ought to think soberly. And God has given to each one of us grace. And Paul says, I'm saying this through the grace given to me. Paul says, the reason I'm saying this is because the Lord Jesus made me an apostle, and I'm speaking as an apostle now. And he's not begging right here at all. He says, I'm saying this to you, that you ought not to have ambition to get up in Christian circles. There's always the ever-present danger of the believer overestimating his ability and his character and his gifts. We need to have a correct estimation of ourselves in relationship to other members of the church. I found out that when I became pastor of certain churches, that I was asked to be on certain boards and certain organizations, be a board member. Well, I want to tell you, I was on about a dozen, probably 15. And I found out that I was really a board member. And I do not mean B-O-A-R-D. I mean B-O-R-E-D. I was bored, for the simple reason I don't have gifts for that type of thing. To begin with, I don't have patience to sit and listen to a bunch of minutes that takes hours to read. And the second thing is that I just don't like to sit in a board meeting and listen to a group of incompetent men talk on spiritual matters. Now, I don't have a gift for that. Some men do. It took me a long time to find out I didn't have that gift. And I was killing myself going to board meetings. And I mean B-O-R-E-D meetings. My, the Christian life became quite a round of being bored. And finally, one day I came to myself like a prodigal son. I sat down and wrote 12 and 15 letters and resigned from every one of them. And you know, that's the happiest day of my life. And today, I'm not on any board. I'm not on anybody's board. Now, I have several friends that they say to me, oh, won't you be on my board? And I say, no, I wouldn't help you. I have no gift. I'm for you and all that. I'll even pray for you. I can't be on your board. We ought not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. I don't have gift for that. There's no use coming and asking me to do something like that. We need to recognize our inabilities and do the thing God wants us to do. And it's been a joy to get into the slot where God wants you to be.